Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, good morning. Welcome to Circles of Prosperity. This is Cynthia Johnson, and I'm here with Dr. Reggie Johnson. We're your hosts this morning. And we are in the study of oneness, the book called Oneness. Today we're moving into chapter 36. I don't know why I do that. I always drop off the front number. We're in chapter 36, beginning on page 341, and we're going to do this lesson a little differently today. Good morning, Dr. Reggie. How are you?
Hey, Cynthia. How are you? How are you?
I'm doing well. We got a little delay here this morning. I'm doing really well.
Good.
We're going to get started pretty soon here. Can you go ahead and take us into our morning prayer, and then we'll move on?
We say good morning, Heavenly Father and Mother God and Goddess. We are so grateful to be alive and be born. We are where we need to be at this point. Everything is in divine order. Where we are going, only you can take us. Where we need to be, only you know. What we're striving for will be achieved. And all these achievements are only transitory. Our real achievement comes as a crowning glory when we're in your kingdom, in your presence, as always we are. And we thank you for the power, the understanding, and the wisdom that comes with that understanding that is granted unto us. We believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. Thank you so much, Dr. Reggie. This chapter is entitled Being Nowhere, No Thing, No One, Here and Now. And I decided to do this as a meditation this morning, so I'm going to ask you to get comfortable in your seats and take in a deep breath. Close your eyes. If you're laying down, that's fine. Let's take a deep breath in through the nose and blow it out through the mouth. And I just want you to listen to my voice and hear everything that I'm saying to you this morning from oneness. Where have you been going all this time? Where is this search leading you? And where are you right now? The answer to all these questions is very, very simple. Nowhere. The direction in which you presumed yourself to be headed for much of this lifetime will not lead you where you now wish to go. So that path was leading nowhere. The quest for enlightenment that has remained ever elusive leads you to the same destination, for there is nowhere for you to be beyond where you are right now. So long as you believe that there is a destination just past the horizon, where you are is nowhere. Your transference of your ambition from the arena of the material to the realm of the spiritual changes nothing. You remain in an unrelenting quest for that which you perceive yourself to be without. And so long as you are neither here nor there, you are nowhere. You are in a netherworld of striving, a state that invalidates the reality of where you are in deference to where you believe you are not. And when in fact, nowhere is where you most fervently wish to be and where you have been all along. Take a deep breath. Take a holy breath. The destination toward which you assume you are traveling in your spiritual quest is not a destination at all. For a destination, by definition, is somewhere other than where you are. And where you are is all there is and ever can be, which is nowhere. All that can be changed is your perception of that blessed state. So long as you perceive yourself to be short of the mark, you will experience discontentment, regardless of how far you believe yourself to have journeyed. And when you are able to embrace the here and now moment as your joyous state of your beingness, regardless of where you perceive yourself to be, you will have arrived. For there is nowhere to be. Once there, one simply is. One is everywhere, which by definition is nowhere. Take a deep breath. Take a holy breath. So this now moment in which you find yourself is a statement of perfection that you have made to the universe. It is the perfect answer to the parameters you have set up. It is the perfect reflection of your attitudes, of your beliefs, your understandings, and your conscious physical manipulations of the illusion you believe to be your life. This is where you most wish to be. This very moment, right now, this is the culmination of all that has gone before, and it is here to deliver unto you a treasure, provided that you are willing to receive it. Yet as long as you deny this wonderful perfection in this now moment, and the circumstances with which it has gifted you, well, you'll be destined to wander and to search and to strive and to yearn for something that will always remain just out of reach. The opportunity in this now moment is to stop all of this activity and simply be still. For it is in this stillness that you will ultimately discover what has been there all the time. Nothing. Nothing at all. No great bright lights, no profound cosmic ideas, no other to which you can connect in order to be complete, no sense of attainment, no overwhelming feelings of self-worth. All these things are just trappings of a linear illusion you will have left behind when you venture forth into what is truly reality. So now, in this stillness, there is nothing. No thing to have. And why? For in order to experience having, it is necessary to have known not having. A sense that something is missing. But you're in a state of perfection. Nothing can be missing. So there can only be what? Everything. And where there is everything, there can be nothing more. And that state is only possible when there is nothing. Nothing more to want. For in that no thingness, all that is present. Breathe. Take a holy breath. And who will you be when you find yourself engulfed in that infinite stillness? Will you be who you are right now? Will you be someone else? Some higher, smarter, more polished version of the one you think is you? No. That's not what's going to happen. The one who emerges in self-perception in the infinite stillness is no one. No one. For by definition, you cannot be in the infinite stillness. Nothing can be there. No one can be there. And yet in the depth of the quietude you will touch upon, you will experience awareness. And at the same time, you will know that there is nothing there to be aware of. Who is it that is experiencing that awareness? It cannot be you because you cannot be there. the only possibility. No one. That is ultimately who you will discover yourself to be. For in order to be, quote, someone, that which you are, there would have to be that which you are not. And neither can be in the infinite stillness. For nothing can be there. Breathe. Take a holy breath. Therefore, in that state of blessed awareness, you can only be no one. And at the same time, your awareness is all that there is. In the stillness, you will understand yourself to be that. So when you step out of the illusion, even for a fleeting moment, and just relinquish your grasp on your so-called reality, there is an ever-present possibility that you may lose yourself in a reality that knows neither the future nor the past. For in that state of awareness, there can only be now. And that state of nowness is all that is. Ever-present. Present tense, you embody in reality. So in the illusion, you have a past, and in your mind, you are forever reaching for and longing for and living in the future that never seems to come. But in the stillness, you experience that all-pervading nowness and recognize it as all that is. And you experience your awareness as ever-present. There is, in that moment, the eternal now. And you understand your awareness to be that nowness, a sense of presence, melded in oneness with the eternal all that is. Breathe. Take in a holy breath. It is now with this sense of presence, this sense of self-awareness, that you may choose to revisit and to experience the illusion you consider to be your life. And you may choose to experience that sense of sublime detachment, that isness which you tasted fleetingly in the stillness, and to experience it here and now. For it is all that is. For within the polarity of all that the illusion is, and in the polarity of all that it is not, is the full spectrum of isness, that is no more or less than all that is. The illusion is everywhere and nowhere. It is everything and nothing. It is you, the real you, who has let go of the trappings of identity and knows itself to be no one. Here in the infinite foreverness of now. Take a hold of breath. Be still. Be aware. Be present now.
Thank you, God, for this beautiful lesson. Thank you for the energy of knowing that your love has no beginning and it has no end. It is nothing and everything. It is a circle that never drops, bends, or falls, and it goes on and on forever. In the halls of now and eternity, which are both the same thing, the eternal now. We thank you for this beautiful message and the music to help us understand the frequency, the power, and the energetic signature of who you are. We thank you for the Holy Spirit giving us knowledge and divine, superb wisdom to understand these teachings that we rise and grow in forever and ever and ever. We believe it is so, and so it is.